Thank you for calling Circle Services. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Circle Services. How can I help you?
Yes, I was asking who was I speaking with, not the company. I know I have Circa, but it's important for me to identify. I'm sorry?
Sierra.
Sierra. Nice name. Sierra, listen, my name is Mr. Simpson, Gary Simpson. I need you to confirm some things for me. I have been unsuccessful at getting Circa to come out to my property and take care of a plumbing issue that my tenant has out there. And I have made numerous calls to you guys. There has been three different appointments set by you guys. And it's not really been favorable. And I'm not understanding why. Last conversation I finally had with a young man named Terrell, I think it is, or Terrell or something like that, he assured me that he took copious notes. He said that he was going to make sure that I'm taken care of, and that appointment is supposed to be for today. Nobody's given me a time yet on that. And I'm just a little concerned, Sierra, honestly, that when I call you guys, first of all, it's hard to reach you. And second of all, when I finally reach someone, nobody can confirm and make sure that this call is being taken seriously and followed up with. So can you ensure to me, based on the information you know, that a plumber technician will be out to my location? I'm sorry, I'm driving. I don't have the dispatch number available, but the address is 120 West Skyline View, Dallas, Georgia, 30157.
Just a second.
Take your time.
Is West abbreviated or spelled out?
It's what, honey?
West abbreviated or spelled out?
It's spelled out, I think.
What's the phone number?
On the account, I'm not sure, and I don't know how you're asking me that. I know the question, but I'm not sure which phone number to give you, because I have went through great deals of expense to make sure that the technician knows to call the tenant and not me, because the tenant is the one that's there and works from their schedule. It's her name is Rachel Jordan, but her number is a 904 prefix. Last three digits are 3376, I believe. I'm not sure the first prefix of that, because I'm driving and I wasn't prepared to have all of this information asked of me like this. I thought it was ready information already given.
And you don't have the service number, the order number, or anything else?
You can look up. I don't understand. Can you, Sierra, can you have access by looking up my name with this?
I can try using the name.
Yes, ma'am. And try looking it up under either Catherine Simpson or Gary Simpson.
With a C or K?
With a K. Kathryn. Or Gary Simpson. Or Rachel Jordan, because she's the tenant.
Thank you. And this was for the plumbing. The scheduled service date is July the 16th. Time frame from 8 to 5. The tech will reach out to the tenant an hour before he arrives.
Today, you're saying today, correct?
Yes.
Today. What's today, Ms. Sierra?
July the 16th.
Okay. So you're saying that, and you have to forgive me for asking these questions because I'm driving, and I usually have all of my notes right there in front of me, so I'll know to confirm or ask questions about what's being said. So you're saying that today the technician will be out there?
The scheduled service date is July the 16th. The time frame is from 8 to 5. The tech will give you a call an hour before he arrives.
Okay. Ms. Sierra, can I ask who is your supervisor there, the manager? If you're not in trouble or nothing like that. I just need to find out.
Would you like to speak with one or...
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, you've done nothing wrong at all. It's nothing like that. I just need to get some clarification from a upper management person. I'm a contractor, so the thing is that I have had to drop a plumbing service company that was not doing the job correctly, and you guys were the next company that was referred or recommended. And I have not had success with you guys yet because this is the third time. I can't tell if you do a good job or not because this is the third time that I've been either rescheduled or it's not been scheduled. And it seems that the conversations, it lacks a sense of urgency and it doesn't reflect good. So I need to ensure that this is going to be taken care of today. It doesn't seem that people are operating with a sense of urgency or sincerity. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the scheduled service date is.
Okay. Yes, I would like to, if you will, please let me speak to a supervisor.
Just a second while I have you transferred. Thank you for calling Circle Services.
Thank you.